And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Welcome to management. Here's your keys, here's your alarm code, and here's your lawyer. Hi, I'm Ben Ford from Veral's Labor and Employment Practice Group with your tip of the week. Used to be that individual supervisors could not be held individually liable for acts of discrimination. Courts have regularly held that the term employer meant company and not supervisor. Well, that's all changing. A handful of states have passed statutes subjecting the individual supervisor for liability when they act outside the scope of their employment. These statutory changes create more questions than they answer. For example, what happens when an employee sues just their supervisor and not the company? Does the company need to provide the supervisor with a lawyer? What happens when a company wants to settle the case, but the supervisor, who has been named individually, wants to clear their name? Does the company need to provide a lawyer in that case? Watch this space carefully. And if you have one of these situations, give Veral's Labor and Employment Practice Group a call.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.